Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard, and I'm here today with Adam. So in our introduction, we have the three different categories that we'd like to touch on, which is current events that are happening in cryptocurrency, in-depth analysis, and of course, building a business in cryptocurrency. So we noticed that we have not really touched on building a business in cryptocurrency for a couple episodes now. So today's episode, we wanted to dedicate this discussion purely to that and speaking on where cryptocurrency has come, what is going on with Astra Network, and a ton of other great opportunities that are starting to present themselves while we've been in this space.
Yeah, I mean, so it is currently Tuesday, September 18th of 2018, and it's like we are now 7 months into our business progression. It's like we started this hedge fund, we started Astra Network in February, and It's crazy, man. It's crazy. These past 7 months have been filled with just unimaginable experiences. I mean, to be honest, like when I first thought about starting this, when we first thought about, you know, beginning this journey, which was at the time only Astra Network, it's like my only intentions initially were to start a hedge fund, have a killer year, and have fun with that and really do just that. And it's interesting because Richard, from fairly early on, had this foresight that there was much more that we could do and there was much more that we should be doing. And it's like, I always thought he was kind of crazy for wanting to do more. I thought that either it wasn't possible or that we might be doing too much and that we really should just focus on this one thing and do it well. And as time has told, Richard was spot on from the very beginning. It's like, again, I had these intentions for this hedge fund, and it was just all my focus was centered around that. But along the way, we realized that there was such this high demand for cryptocurrency information. There were people that were interested by it, knew little to nothing about it, but wanted to learn more. And that, quite honestly, was the beginning of CryptoCurrent, which is us today, which is this podcast, which is the newsletter that we started. And again, slowly but surely, things continue to lead to one another very organically in a way that, really solidified my beliefs and understanding that there was so much more that we could be doing. And so, again, we started Astra, started this hedge fund and fundraised and met connections and set everything up with that. And then the newsletter came out, and now we have a platform to sort of automatically disperse cryptocurrency-related information. From there, we decided there was still more. There was still more to be done. We still needed to give our personal takes on things. We still wanted to share our experiences. We wanted to share things we were passionate about, and we wanted to be able to give real-time human updates on what was happening within the world of cryptocurrency. That became the podcast. And then we went to Collision Conference, which is a local tech conference in New Orleans in April. And as we've spoken about, from there, the idea of our own conference was born, and now it's just, you know, it's crazy to take this perspective today, but now all of these things are in motion, and it's really just been, it's been such an incredible journey. And
yeah, and it's been so incredible to see the progression of just how this business and this company and building the bridge between, you know, knowledge and understanding has been able to help bring a platform to not just this company, but to bring knowledge and insight and wisdom to other people. What I've been really learning through the various businesses that I've worked on in the past and in working with Astra and working with Adam and starting this podcast is that content is king, right? So the more value, the more information, the more just knowledge that you can give to others without asking for anything in return, the more people are going to want to be engaged with you because it's authentic, right? So like, even with all of this, you know, with the information that we are providing to you and, you know, these resources that were given to you for free, it's not that we're asking anything from you. We want you to learn, and we want to be that resource for you to be able to go and have an intelligent conversation with someone, or to learn a new aspect about crypto that you didn't know before that you can now act on and move faster. Because the more knowledge that you have, the quicker you can move, and the more authority that you can have and more conviction that you can have when speaking on the subject. So as we kind of like laid out this foundation of when I was first, you know, talking to Adam about, you know, how this can be bigger than just the hedge fund, how this can be a great resource for others. We wanted to go down this progression that Adam, you know, spoke about. The first one was, all right, how do we get information to people? And newsletter was the quickest way at the time, using the artificial intelligence company that I had been working with. I was like, yo, there's synergies here. How do we make this happen? Our first step into getting everything started was through that newsletter. And then from there, Adam was already talking about how we wanted to start a podcast. It's like, okay, well, how do we bridge these two? And so we started creating these episodes. And then from there, it was, okay, now we have two sources of content that's going out. How do we get in front of people? So then we made our social media. Then we made, you know, our Facebook page. Then we made our Instagram. Our Instagram has gone from zero to almost 6,000 people. And still growing. Oh, actually,
7,000. Almost 7,000. Oh, yeah. Just want to quick peep that.
Yeah. So the community is building. The people want to know about this information, but like, how do you go find them? So it's been this huge journey of just not only creating the content, but then finding people that actually care about it and like bridging that gap. And it's been really encouraging to just see how organically we've been growing. I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about how we really cannot pay to get in front of people right now. We can't pay for ads. So this organic growth has just been incredible to see as well.
Grassroots. We've had to resort back to grassroots advertising. And, you know, it may sound mundane, but this is a lot word of mouth. You know, this is a lot of actually going into local events in our city, in New Orleans, finding people, making connections. And from there, I mean, again, it may sound silly, but we have made so many connections that have had so many positive externalities just by getting in front of people this year. You know, and Richard, I give all that credit to Richard, because from day one, Richard lives, breathes, and dies by the thought of networking, by the concept of networking. And Richard's thing is always, hey, yo, let's get in front of people. Let's get in front of people. And you never know what happens. And it's like, we've met investors, and we have met people that have helped with the conference, and sponsors, and all kinds of things just have been born from sitting down and talking to people and telling our story. From there, discussing, you know, our ambitions and how, if there are synergies within Astra or Cryptocurrent and the conference and the people that we're speaking to. And it's every week it's happened. It's happened every week. And now again, we're 7 months in. Sure, things may certainly feel like they're moving slowly sometimes, but it's kind of crazy to be in this position today with now all of these things underway. All of these things are happening. And still we are dying to do more. You know, again, back to my short-sighted perspective at the beginning of this year. It's like, I like to even think of myself as someone that's ambitious and trying to do these things, but still, I mean, I was just like, hey, let's do this hedge fund, let's do it well, and we'll go from there. That attitude of mine has certainly changed, you know, and Richard just shot that down and backed it up really with action. And so it's like now, you know, not only the conference, the podcast, the newsletter, the hedge fund, but we have, you know, we've started fundraising for next year's hedge fund. And that's not even something that I thought we were going to be doing at the beginning of this year. And we are looking at expanding, and we've set out our budget for additional hires for next year. And so these things just keep evolving and moving. And it's just, you know, I'm really grateful to say that today we're in this position where we can sort of take a deep breath and look back on the last 7 months. And it's just, it's very wild how things have evolved in the way that they have.
Definitely. And Adam, appreciate you with the networking. I know I had to kind of swing you on that for a minute, but like the thing that I appreciate about where this has gone is you kind of just rolled with it. You're just like, all right, we're going to do it. And from there, have intelligent conversations about, okay, all of these opportunities aren't necessarily the best opportunities. How do we maximize on that? And let's collaborate and figure out what are the best points of attack. And just having, just from a business perspective too, having a company or a partnership to where when your synergies work and you are able to both be in your zen and move at 1,000 miles an hour in the same direction and have the focus there, it's powerful. And it's been incredible to not only see him be receptive to different ideas that I have, but then also help evolve them and be more refined. So a prime example of that was we went to this meetup about 2 months ago. And at that meetup, there wasn't a ton of people that showed up because that was when Bitcoin was, you know, touching below 6,000. And, you know, the outlook for cryptocurrency wasn't that great. But while we were there, one, we were amazed by the couple people that did show up, how much they knew in very specific things about cryptocurrency. So not to say that we weren't necessarily the most knowledgeable in the room, but to see the depth of like certain conversations that we didn't know as much about. So it challenged us in a lot of ways to one, how do we learn more? Two, how do we become more of the thought leaders in the room? And then three, why can't we have our own event? Like, why can't we bring together a group of people who are searching in their own knowledge and then wanting to grow in that sense? And we took that and now we had our first meetup. So last week we had our first ever meetup. We had like 10 people show up.
An amazing meetup.
Yeah,
it was meetup.
Yeah, and in the meetup we had about 10 people show up. One of our old speakers, James Oliver, was kind enough to help us find a venue that would let us host this event. It was great. There were steaks available if people want to buy those. It was a very relaxed place where, you know, there's even a bar, so if people wanted to drink, you know, gotta love the New Orleans culture. You know, it was just a very relaxed environment, and we had people who were super heavy into crypto to people who aren't even invested and didn't even know, you know, what Coinbase is and all this other kind of stuff. So to see the huge like gap in depth and knowledge was great. So like, it's like, how do we start bridging that gap? And not only that, in that conversation, we've already had an opportunity to go and speak in front of a massive amount of people to do a presentation on cryptocurrency 101. Adam recently ran into a professor who wants us to go to Tulane University and give a presentation to his class. Just all of these things are just manifesting themselves, and it's all because we are putting ourselves in a place to give knowledge, to give value, and truly not really asking for anything in return other than growing this community with us, because we know that our community is only as great as when we work together and we grow in knowledge together.
See, and that's exactly what I was talking about earlier. It's like so many things have happened and continue to happen from just getting in front of people and telling our story and speaking about cryptocurrency and everything else. And it's like, you know, I want to touch on something Richard mentioned just a while ago. And it's like, I may have raised like a little bit of money before Richard and I came into this. But Astra Network is, Richard has been every single part of this. Like this, you know, Richard mentioned the positive effects of being able to work with somebody that, or where there is a mutual understanding, there is a mutual respect for one another, and there is a trust that the other person will get this job done. And so it's like when the idea, after I was trading personally, when the idea of a hedge fund first started coming even to the forefront of my mind, the question was like, well, one, I knew that I could not do this alone. I knew that it just certainly would not be possible. And so in considering who to even bring this to, and considering who to try to, you know, work with me on this. For whatever reason, Richard was just, he was just the top pick. And it's like, I, you know, spoke with a couple people, including Richard. And even from day one, it's like, I went home and told the infamous girlfriend that told me about cryptocurrency at the time. I was like, dude, I know who this is. Like, this has got to be with Richard. And it's funny because, you know, the night that we really met with sincerity of speaking about this, Richard's like, listen, dude, like, here's my deal. I thoroughly believe in underperforming and over-delivering. And I think it's easy for people to, or it might be easy for people to say that, but Richard is just the epitome of that, you know? And it's like, I think it's just been, it's been very interesting in the way that this year has turned out so far, because we each do, certainly, listen, we both do the podcast, we both go to events, we both do a lot of things together, but we also both do very different things, and it is acted as this just holistic flower blossom of Astra and cryptocurrency. It's really just been an incredible journey. So again, I just want to sort of emphasize, if someone is listening to this, if people are listening to this, you know, with this business idea in mind, or trying to do their own thing with cryptocurrency and taking any of this information personally and trying to figure out how to evolve their own ideas, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of working with somebody that's great. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of really having a teammate that you're working with, and someone that you can trust, where there is zero micromanagement, where you're never up at night with the stress of trying to start something and you're wondering if the person is going to do what they say they're going to do. It may sound simple, but that is so significant. You know, it's like, if Richard ever is like, listen, I'm doing this, he does it. Batting 1,000 on that, like, does it, you know? And that is huge. It's like, it, when you're trying to work with people and there becomes a question of whether they can actually do something, or whether they will, or whether their actions actually have integrity, it takes away from the work you're actually able to do, you know? And it's just been this funny, kind of beautiful thing where with Richard and I, you know, from the beginning, that has just, that's always been there. And I think it elevates us. We challenge each other and it allows us to work at our best. And so, you know, again, cannot emphasize the importance of working with someone that you can trust, and someone that is, well, really, that has the integrity to back up what they say they can do. Because a lot of people say they can do a lot of things, and especially if you have a great idea and you have some momentum, a lot of people like to promote, or at least try to sell you on the fact that they are capable of doing all of these things. And of course, it's impossible to tell the future, but what I will say is that when, like, Richard and I first spoke about this, there was such this sincerity. Our conversation and what he said was so genuine that I just knew. You know, I really did just know. So if you're searching for somebody, for a team like that, search for genuinity. Search for sincerity with what they're saying. And it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference.
Definitely. And transparency as well. One of the things that I think has really helped this company move forward, not only with each other, but our investors, our listeners, anything, is full transparency. Like, we don't believe in the fluff. We don't believe in, like, not telling you the truth, like, or overselling, right? So, like, that authenticity is, if I can't give you a real answer, then what are we doing, right? So with Adam, with anything that we've been doing, as we, like, have some of our, you know, tougher conversations, it's the transparency of, I feel this way, I don't think this is a good idea, here's why, and here's how, or I'm not going to be able to do this on time, I need an additional day, okay, why? And then being able to have a firm conversation about it. Even with getting things done with cryptocurrency, you know, being consistent with getting it done on every Tuesday, or getting it done so we have consistent content coming out. Like, some days it's, we come in here for a day and crank out one episode per week, or we come in here and do three episodes in a day. It just depends on a matter of, hey, we said we're going to get this done, get it done. And there's no conversation about it. We just trust each other that we are going to get things done. And same way he said with no hold handing or micromanaging, like that is huge within any company that you could ever look to do. And then more specifically within cryptocurrency, one of the ways that I've seen a lot of these businesses thrive, even looking at competitive podcasters or competitors in the space, it's the more that you can focus on the value that you bring to others and truly mean it, and not have this alternative motive or whatever it is, it's going to come out the right way, and it's going to impact other people's lives in the fashion that we're trying to do. So yeah.
So try to focus on that. I know it seems obvious, but no, Richard's correct. It's like the focusing on what people actually want to either know about or attain or get from your experience with them as a business to a consumer is huge. But there also has to be, and I keep saying this word, but it also has to be genuine, you know? Otherwise, even without realizing it, people know. I mean, people can feel if something is genuine, even if they cognitively do not yet understand that you might just be salesmaning them or whatever it is. And so, no, that's been huge. It's been huge.
Definitely. So that's kind of been like where we were, where we are. Some helpful tips of like, how can you start developing that relationship for your potential endeavor in the future? But more even practical sense of not, even if it has nothing to do with crypto, just surrounding yourself with people that you genuinely enjoy working with and making a good working culture with whatever that you're doing. Super important. But to kind of transition us out of this podcast, what are some things that you're kind of excited about that are coming up with the company?
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's funny. It's like, I imagine, I do wonder what the perspective will be 7 months from now when we have another podcast. But it's like, you know, as we've mentioned, the conference is something we're doing a lot of legwork for. It's something we're both very, very excited about. Can't wait for it to get here. And we are continuing to refine that. And, It's gonna be a great time. So I think we're both very excited for that. You know, with this year and the success we've had in New Orleans and the people we've met in New Orleans has been incredible. You know, Richard and I, with full disclosure, have just actually began looking at office space in Southern California. You know, and so that's something I think we're both excited about and expanding next year. And we're excited to be able to bring more people on the team. And we're looking at making those hires in the very near future. And you know, it's just, it's funny, it's hard for me to even say or itemize a list of the things that I'm excited about in the future for this, because I already know that more and more and more will come. And, you know, even within the next month, there will already be new things that we're excited about and new things happening. And it's just really been, we've been blessed with the speed and frequency at which we're able to start zeroing in on new goals within Astra and Cryptocurrent and whatever the next will be. And so, yeah, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. And today it's been nice to take this deep breath of sorts today and sort of contemplate the journey we've had so far and be able to understand that even as we're sitting here talking about the last 7 months and we know what's in front of us, in the near and medium-term futures, I know that this will, just as it does daily, it will continue to evolve. And so I think that, you know, if I had to choose, that is what I'm most excited about. I'm most excited about the unknown with Astra and Cryptocurrent, because it continues to evolve. It continues to be dynamic. And, you know, things continue to just change. And we continue to reach for more. And we meet new people and it offers different things, like the Tulane guy, and we're given a class for the business school and, you know, all these things. It's like this happens week after week after week. And so that's what I'm most excited about. I'm most excited about the unknown for us.
Definitely. And some of the things I'm looking forward to are some of the new connections we're starting to make, right? So we're starting to branch out. We're meeting some people in California. We're meeting people shoot internationally with just this podcast. We are working with interns, which is great. So we're starting to see, like, how do we disseminate information and then give responsibilities to, these interns, because now as we are looking to expand and grow our company, now we have a playbook of here's how we work, here's our culture, here's how we get that going. And not just that, the other part of, like, seeing the company grow and the trajectory that is causing, seeing these meetups grow, seeing people legitimately get excited about the conference, or going out to an event and walking in a room and, like, people actually know who me and Adam are. Like, it, and that's not just like an ego thing. It's more of like seeing the grassroots of the work that we've been putting of trying to put information in and give information to our community, of like seeing it start to take form. Yes, 7 months, maybe not a long time, or in another sense, a decent amount of time, sure, but it's a slow progression, but we're starting to see it pick up momentum and
exponentially.
And things like we're starting to see the check mark happen. If you would look at a graph, like, things are starting to look way, way up. And so I'm excited to see where the business side of this goes, and the fact that when we first spoke, and Adam can attest to this, I said, look, this is going to go one or two ways. At the end of the year, we're going to look back and if the company just goes down, if cryptocurrency never picks up, we're going to learn a ton, or this is going to be huge. And the excitement part is that both can happen.
Yeah, I mean, just to be clear, more concretely, Richard was like, listen, dude, either way, we're going to learn a lot from this. This is either going to be the best decision we've ever made. This is either going to be a year that this was the best time to start this, or it's going to be the worst, you know? And either way, like, that was the leap of faith that we took. Those were the risks as we saw them. And, you know, again, in February, it's still possible. Nobody knows. It's still possible as Bitcoin touches $6,000 that it just goes to $200, right? And just the entire cryptocurrency market cap and community just dies and falls along with it. All of these things were possible. And so, yeah, it's interesting. It's like, you know, as this year begins to take form and as we get to the end of it, it looks like we well, it's always too early to say, but we've been happy with it so far and we're excited for the future.
Definitely. So for everyone who was looking for, you know, a lot of information on cryptocurrency today, hopefully this still captured your attention. Hopefully this was very valuable information. If you have any questions on any of this, always feel free to, you know, give comments, give responses. If you like this episode, please let us know, because we would love to, like, have these kind of conversations more frequently, if that's what y'all are into. If not, that's all good too. But again, thank y'all for listening in today.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-current.co.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.